Good Friday morning, church. Today we begin reading excerpts from Romans, a letter in which the Apostle Paul provides a detailed summary of the good news about Jesus Christ. Paul wrote this letter about 55 or 56 A.D. to introduce himself to the followers of Christ in Rome, who likely included new Gentile Christians as well as Jewish Christians. In today's reading, Paul points out that he is an apostle called to preach the good news. He offers a prayer of thanks for the Roman Christians and states his confidence in the gospel, which is God's power to save all who believe. So let's begin reading verse 1. From Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus and an apostle, chosen to be called by God to preach his good news. The good news was promised long ago by God through his prophets, as written in the Holy Scriptures. It is about his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As to his humanity, he was born a descendant of David. As to his divine holiness, he was shown with great power to be the Son of God, by being raised from death. Through him, God gave me the privilege of being an apostle for the sake of Christ, in order to lead people of all nations to believe and obey. This also includes you who are in Rome, whom God has called to belong to Jesus Christ. And so I write to all of you in Rome, to whom God loves and has called to be his own people. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give peace and grace to you. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because the whole world is hearing about your faith. God is my witness that what I say is true. The God whom I serve with all my heart by preaching the good news about his Son, God knows that I remember you every time I pray. I ask that God in his good will may at last make it possible for me to visit you now, for I want very much to see you in order to share a spiritual blessing with you to make you strong. And what I mean is that both you and I will be helped at the same time, you by my faith and I by yours. You must remember, my friends, that many times I have planned to visit you, but something has always kept me from doing so. I want to win converts among you also, as I have among other Gentiles, for I have an obligation to all peoples, to the civilized and to the savage, to the educated and to the ignorant. So then I am eager to preach the good news to you also who live in Rome. I have complete confidence in the gospel. It is God's power to save all who believe, first the Jews and also the Gentiles. For the gospel reveals how God put people right with himself. It is through faith from the beginning to end. As the scripture says, the person who is put right with God through faith shall live. Today's key verse is Romans chapter 1, verse 17. As the scripture says, the person who is put right with God through faith shall live. We talk about the gospel and it has so very many meanings. But for Paul, it is good news. It is the good news that it's going to save men from their sin and from the slavery of sin. What does the power of the good news mean to each of you? Let us pray. Holy God, I have complete confidence in the gospel, knowing that it is your power to save all who believe, and that through faith I am put right with you. Thank you, Lord God, for your saving love. Amen. Well, that concludes our week together, church. I look forward to seeing you this coming Sunday, either face-to-face in the church service or by the electronically by Zoom or Facebook. We're working out some problems that we're dealing with, but we hope by Sunday that all the little glitches are taken care of, and we will have a wonderful time this Sunday. We will see you then. God bless.